Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of J for Jesus. I'm your host, Jaden Owens, and this podcast is all about sharing the love and gospel message of Jesus Christ through having real conversations about faith, purpose, and just living your everyday life with Jesus. So it's been a minute since I have posted. I honestly did not mean to go that long without posting a video. So much stuff has just been happening the last couple of weeks, and I've been going through a couple of things, so I really have not felt like filming. I know that kind of sounds bad, but it's just like the reality and it's the truth. When I would go to film, I would literally convince myself or make up every excuse not to film. And honestly, I just was not feeling it, and I just was going through a lot of things over the past couple of weeks, which I am going to dive into during this episode. This episode is really just going to be a little chit-chat episode. Me just talking about some of the things I've been going through over the last couple of weeks. I'll also be talking about some of the struggles or some of the things I've gone through over the past year with my walk with Christ. This video just or episode is just going to be me being very transparent, very open, and vulnerable about some of the things that I've been dealing with. So yeah, we're gonna go ahead and dive into this video. So like I said, it was not my intention to go that long without filming. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been having a lot of changes in my life. God has been refining me, just purifying me, getting rid of some old things. I've gone through started deliverance process. I still think it needs to be finished. There's still some things that he's working on me with. So yeah. And then I've had to let go of some people, things. And then also, I am a full-time college student. I work a full-time job. Then I'm also added this podcast, doing this podcast recently. And then I also serve in ministry at church. And then, so just finding the balance between all the things in my life has been hard and has been a struggle for me. And it's something that I'm still figuring out, what works best for me, to a place where I don't feel overwhelmed or get stressed out. And that's the type of feeling I've had the last couple of weeks. I like to procrastinate. So I know I need to do something, but I'm not doing it, or I wait till the last minute to do it, and then that's where I find myself getting overwhelmed or getting stressed out, because I wait till the last minute, but also it's I'll be so tired sometimes. And even a few weeks ago, I was so overwhelmed and just stressed out that I had anxiety attack in my car. And that's not the first time that has happened to me. It's the second time. And so I'm trying to navigate dealing with that and trying to figure out how to prevent that from happening or what's causing that to happen. So yeah, these last couple of weeks been a lot of emotions, just tears, crying out to God, trying to figure things out. And even one day when I was even talking with God about everything that's been going on, he basically was just to me, you've been feeling so overwhelmed and stressed out because you haven't been relying on me for strength. You've been trying to operate out of the strength of your flesh, and that's why you've been feeling that type of way, because, we find strength within God. He tells us to find rest in him and to cast all of our burdens on him. And I really wasn't doing that to the full extent. I was trying to do it. I was trying to operate out of my own flesh instead of relying on him. And so that's why I was kept feeling like that. So yeah, and some other things that's been going on in my life. Recently, I feel like I've been in this loneliness isolation type of season, which has been good and bad. Like, it has its pros and it has its cons. Like, there's times where I feel very lonely, like I don't really have anyone or anyone to talk to. And I know, like, I have God, of course, but it's just like, physical people wise, I really don't. And it's like, so many things were happening at once, I had to let go of friends that I wasn't really trying to let go of, or I didn't expect the things that happened to happen. So was feeling all types of emotions within that. I was feeling kind of heartbroken away, hurt, betrayed, and many other different feelings. And it just wasn't something, some of them were unexpected, but some of them I kind of knew it was happening. And I had to really realize, like, not everyone's meant to go with you through the seasons of your life. So, like, some people only come into your life for certain seasons. And, you know, when that time is up, that time is up for them, or they're on assignment. They are assigned to your life for a certain season. And so they're to help you or get you to realize certain things. And that time is up. And that time is up. And so I had to realize that. And even though, like, it hurt, or losing things, having to let go or losing things in your life that you didn't expect to happen, like, it does hurt, and it's okay to go through grieving those things. But then, like, when the time is up, like, the time's up to stop, to keep moving forward. And God, like, told me, like, this is all happening for a reason. This is to push you. This is to grow you. This is, you know, I'm trying to take you to a higher place to a certain place where, you know, those people may not do any, they might not be beneficial to you during that season. They may just hinder you. And me, I was trying to hold on to those things and to those people. So I was feeling stuck because, you know, I'm trying to hold on to these things. But God was like, no, like, Jaden, like, you need to let go so I can take you to that place, because those people, those things cannot go to that place with those people, those things cannot go with you to the place that I'm trying to take you. So that was something that I really had to sit down and realize. I'm like, okay, God, like, I'm gonna just, you know, let it be. So that's kind of what I've been doing. And yeah. So another thing, like, when it comes to me doing this podcast, I've been, like, so hard on myself when it comes to this podcast and filming. Like, I think a lot of people are, and that's something that probably everyone struggles with, but, like, as people, like, we are our biggest, like, critics. And when it came to this podcast, I would overthink it, and that's why sometimes I wouldn't film also, or I would have to refilm, like, a bunch of times and try to have it, like, 100% perfect, which it's, you know, it just was never, like, perfect to me. And I was just in my mind about it the whole time, and several times. And that's something I'm still trying to work on, and just being confident in the thing, being confident in the things that I put out in the episodes that I drop. And also, I would find myself, like, comparing my podcast to other people's, like, podcasts that I watch or that I know, or saying, like, oh, it needs to be like this, it needs to be like that. But in reality, it doesn't, because, like, this is my, it needs to be, like, my own, and I want it to be true to me and true to myself. And I would get so caught up in, like, comparing to other people that it would cause me to think negatively about myself or about, like, the podcast. And that's another reason why I kind of wasn't doing it for the last couple of weeks. And also, like, the direction where I was trying to go also is just, like, not that I haven't been, like, true to myself on the two episodes I have filmed, because I have, but I feel like I can, like, can be a little more, like, I guess, open and share things and just really be myself. Because a lot of times my nerves would get so bad. Right now, I'm really not that nervous filming this. But I think I have a different view on it now than I did before. When it comes to filming, because I was like, God, I don't know, like, how I'm going to do this or what you want me to do. But he's like, Jaden, I've been told you, like, how you're going to do the podcast and the things that you were going to talk about. And it's funny, too, because before I even dropped my first episode of my podcast, like, I had been making, like, voice memos or videos on my phone. I just, like, never post them. They were kind of just for me. And he was like, all those times for the past months you've been doing voice memos or recording, you've just been, like, talking and saying whatever you had to say. Like, that's what that podcast is. That's what it's going to be. And I was like, oh, you're right. Like, so that kind of was like, okay, I know, like, what I need to do and kind of, like, help my nerves a little bit, because I'm really just, like, you know, I am, like, talking to y'all, but I'm also, like, talking to myself in a way. So, yeah. But honestly, like, this past year of my life with Christ, like, it has been, let me just say this, it was not what I expected it was going to be, and that's kind of how God works. But when I first came to Christ, like, well, I honestly didn't know what to expect, but, like, if anyone tells you, like, walking with Christ is easy, they're lying, because it's really not. And even though it's not easy, like, I wouldn't change it, like, for anything else. But, like, when you walking with Christ, like, daily we have to die to our flesh, die to our sinful nature. We have to pick up our cross every single day and act out of the spirit and not the flesh, even when it's hard, even when you don't want to, because that's what it means to be a follower of Christ, to be a disciple. Like, we're made into the image of God, and we represent Jesus. So everything that we do in our lives, like, it has to represent him, like, because you don't want to mislead people or give people the wrong idea about who Christ is. So it's very hard. Like, you want to do one thing, but you know you can't do that thing because it's not a good look. And I think once you get that, once you realize, like, this life is not yours, then you, like, you'll want to start to change, and your desire different things than what you desired before, and you want to please God. And so it's hard. And this past year I have struggled a lot. I've had to deal with things that I forgot about that I might have brushed over the years or just put in the back of my mind. They have resurfaced, and then I've had to deal with them, you know, forgiving people even though they have done you wrong, and you still have to love them. Like, that's not an easy thing to do. It's not. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, so, yeah. And also, like, just being, like, young, like, I'm only 22 years old. And so, like, most people my age, they're not living the same life I'm living. Like, they're out every weekend at the clubs or bars or such and such. You know, they're smoking, they're drinking, they're having sex anytime that they want to, anything. And they don't feel no type of conviction, like. And so, like, I'd be like, dang. Well, not like I'd be like, dang, because I really don't, like, I wouldn't change my life any other way, but I'd just be like, sometimes I would just be like, not that I wish that could be me, but it's just like, dang, they, like, God, like, I be wanting, like, not that I be wanting to do that type of stuff, but, like, I'd be like, God, I can't do nothing without getting convicted instantly. Nothing. Nothing. So, and honestly, like, you know, it's hard, like, living in this world with this, just, like, you know, when there's so much, there's so many things on social media, there's, like, temptations, there's stuff, like, just, it's just hard. And that's been a struggle of mine, but like I said, I wouldn't change the life that I live now for anything. But sometimes I just be like, bruh. Especially when I be struggling and stuff, I just be like, can I get a break? Like, dang, I feel like I'm always going through something. But that's good. It's good because that means I'm growing, and I'm growing deeper in relationship with God. So, yeah, but. And it's so funny, too, because, well, it's not funny, but I always sing this song, and I always play this song pop every day, probably multiple times a day, the song Refiner by Maverick City, and it's basically just saying, like, how, like, the lyrics are, like, going to be tried by fire, purified, and telling God, like, you'll be a living sacrifice and take anything you desire, and I'd be singing that song, like, faithfully. And then it's, like, funny because I've just been, like, oh, like, why am I going through all this right now? But it's just, like, didn't you ask for this? Like, you prayed for this. You're praying for God to purify your heart and to do all these things and take, and you'll be a living sacrifice. And that's what he's doing, like. So it's, like, you can't even, like, be mad. Like, this is what you asked for. And I had to have that realization. And I also, during, like, seasons of, like, suffering, this past season of suffering, I got humbled, like, real quick because I'm just like, bro, why? Why do these things always be happening to me? Like, why? Why do I always go through these things? But it's just, like, what humbled me in, like, suffering is that Jesus Christ, like, he had the ultimate suffering, and he was sinless. Like, he didn't commit any sin. And so, and he didn't complain about it. And it's like, so, Jaden, why are you over here complaining about all this suffering and all this stuff that you're going through when Jesus had the ultimate suffering and nothing that you ever go through would ever compare to that? Like, and when it comes to, like, Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, like, that's something, like, every time I think about that or every time, like, I read about it, it makes me emotional because it's just, like, who do you know that would literally die for you for something that they didn't even do? Like, they weren't even, they're not the ones committing the sin. Like, we are, and it's just, like, that love, like, that's the purest type of love that you will ever receive is from him. And so I'm just forever grateful, and every day I wake up and thank Jesus for what he did on that cross, because if he wouldn't have done that, we would have not been here. Like, especially right now, because I'm reading, well, not really reading, I'm listening to the Bible in order of, like, how things, like, happened. And right now, I just started Deuteronomy. And so before I was in Numbers, and I was also in Leviticus. And I'm so thankful that, for one, I'm thankful that God's not the God of the Old Testament, because, ooh, like, I don't know that I would have made it. Like, and also, like, all the sacrifices they had to give for their sins, like, yeah, there was no way, especially too, because even if you were unsure if you have sinned or not, you still gave a sacrifice, you still gave an offering, you know, just to be on the safe side. So it's like, yeah, I definitely probably would not have been here. Definitely not. And so I'm just so thankful for what Jesus did on that cross for us. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, yeah. I also want to touch on a little bit of going from living in the world to living to Christ. For me, because I don't feel like I talked about this a lot in my testimony episode or just some of the things that I went through. Like having to, basically, like when you come to Christ, like having to basically, the life that you were living for so long, you're basically having to let go of your old life and let go of your old life to live this life with Christ, because what am I trying to say? Basically, yeah, you're letting go of everything that you have done your whole life, or the things that you normally do once you come to Christ. Like, your heart starts to change, the things that you desire, like, start to change, and then when you realize, like, the things that you used to do or like sins, is just like, it's like honestly coming from living in the world to come to live in Christ. Like, it's just a wake up call. And it was a huge wake up call for me, because I literally did not know anything. Like, I knew like basic stories, but like, it's also hard too, because I think one of the hard things was for me was forgiving myself for everything that I did when I didn't know Christ, that the life that I was living. Of course, I came, like, repented for everything that I have done, but I'm just like, dang, and looking back at some of the things I used to do, I'd be like, dang, didn't you really used to do that, like, compared to where I am now? And I try not to dwell too much on the past, because, like, we've been forgiven, and anyone who's in Christ is now a new creation, so my old life has been forgotten, has been forgiven. But having to let go of friends was a hard thing for me, just because I realized, like, our lives were just, we didn't have anything in common, but we just weren't trying to go in the same direction. So just like, I still love you, but you know, you just can't be as close to me as you have been over the time that we have known each other. And also, just changing the way I do things, changing the way that I view things, things I listen to. That was a big thing too, like music. The music I used to listen to, like I listened to like heavy rap music, and now I don't. I really don't at all, because once you start to, like, for me, like, once you start to realize or actually listen, like, to some of the songs I used to listen to, like, actual listening to the words they used to say in the songs, I was just like, you were singing that, and also you learn, like, the power of the tongue. So some of the songs that we sing, like, yeah, it's catchy, but you're really speaking those things over yourself and over your life. And everything in this world is spiritual. And as people, we're constantly being spiritually formed. And you're being spiritually formed in two different ways. You're either being spiritually formed into the image of Christ, or you're being spiritually formed into the destruction of the world. So it's just like, which direction are you going to go? Me, I'm trying to be formed into the image of Christ. And so being spiritually going through spiritual formation is not, like, it's not a decision, it's not an option, it's just a thing that we will probably not even realizing is occurring or happening, but it truly is. Because everything we hear, we see, like, those are affecting our minds, even if we don't realize it, like, it is. So you have to be very careful about certain things you see or watch or listen to, because they can affect you. They definitely can, and make you think a certain type of way. So you have to be very careful and make sure to guard your ear gates and just have like discernment about, you know, the things that you listen to, the people that you watch, people you come in contact with, and shows that you watch, just things that you do. Like, you have to literally pray about everything. And so music. So I used to listen to all this music speaking these things over myself, and I didn't even like really realize it until I came to Christ, and you actually just sit and listen to words. And as I started growing my relationship with Christ, I started getting convicted about the type of music that I would listen to, and I had to stop listening to it. Even some of the words, like certain phrases that are so common in the world, like saying them now, I'm just have to, like, I got convicted. Like, I used to always say, like, I'm dead or I'm weak. Like, you're kind of speaking those things over yourself and you don't even realize it. Like, so now, I think now I really don't say it at all, really, but it got to a place where I had to really, like, stop myself from saying those things all the time, because it was just something that was so, like, normalized to me. So certain things like that, when you make that transition, you kind of have to, you start to, you know, change and start to desire, you know, different things. But yeah, it wasn't like too bad, the transition, but it was still pretty tough. And even like over the experience I've dealt with over like the past like what year and a half, like spiritual warfare, I didn't know anything about that until I started experiencing spiritual warfare, and I was not prepared for it at all, because I went through a heavy spiritual warfare for a couple months of my life, so that was just like, oh my gosh, like, why is this happening? But I got through it. And it was just, you know, testing of my faith. Oh, my voice. It was just testing of my faith. Like, the things that we go through, like, they're tests to see if we're, you know, really gonna trust God and still love Him even if we have to go through certain things. And they're also all like growing and learning opportunities, and they happen all for a purpose. They're all part of His plan. So I always have to remind myself that everything happens for a reason. And remind myself that like God already has my story written out. So there's no need to worry. And since God already has our stories, our life written out, all we gotta do is walk in it. That's all we have to do is walk in it. And keep walking forward. Don't walk backwards. And that's something that I really had to remind myself. Even a little note that I had wrote yesterday when I was reading Isaiah. The scripture that I had wrote down is, it will all happen as I have planned. It will be as I have decided. Isaiah 14:24. And basically, like, time does not limit God from carrying out His will that He has for our life. Everything will happen according to His plan, not ours. Even though, like, we get mad, we get frustrated, like, it's still gonna happen. It's not gonna happen on your time, it's gonna happen on His. And I had to constantly remind myself, like, just because I want something now, I want this to happen at this time, doesn't mean that it's going to happen. That's not, God has something else me planned, or like, I had to do this thing before I receive that promise that He has given me. So it's just like, I had to constantly remind myself that everything works out, and it always will. And another verse that I want to talk about that has really been keeping me this last couple of weeks, it's in Romans 8. And it's Romans 28. It's, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. So it's just like, everything is going to work out. Just trust and have faith. And that's something, having faith is something that I struggle with at times, because it can be hard. But we walk by faith and not by sight. And yeah, and this really comes to the end of this video. I really didn't have too much to say. I just wanted to get on here and just have a little chit chat. I do have some things coming up in the next few months concerning this podcast and things that I want to do, but I will talk about that when the time comes. But just some good things are going to be happening, and I'm very excited to where God is going to do with this podcast, because this is all for him, not for me. He gets the glory, and I'm just someone who's willing to be used as a vessel. But I'm going to start posting more content and stuff on social media. So make sure you guys follow the podcast at J for Jesus Podcast. And that's the same on social medias. And then my personal social medias is just Jada Nicole. But those will be in the description below. And then also, I don't think I've talked about my posting schedule. But from here on out, I'm going to be posting every other Friday. Every Friday right now is too much for me. I don't have the capacity for that right now, but hopefully I can get to a point where I can post consistently every single week. But right now it's not the time. So yeah, thank you guys for watching this podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it. Oh, also, thank you to everyone who has watched the podcast, or just for anyone who has shared feedback with me or told me that they enjoyed it, watching it. I love hearing that you guys are enjoying the podcast. And also, if you have any topics or things that you would like to hear me talk about, just let me know. You can let me know in the comments, or you can message me. But thank you for watching this podcast, and I hope you guys all have a blessed week or blessed day whenever you're watching this. But thank you guys, and bye. See you in the next episode.